This is the guy from UC Berkeley, not some guy selling some potion or some little lotion in the back door someplace over in Venice. This is a top guy, American Academy of Sciences. He said, two, HIV infects and kills only an insignificant number of cells, about 1 in 10,000, and the body replenishes cells much faster than this. The metaphor he uses, it would be like trying to conquer a country by wiping out 3 soldiers a day out of a nation the size of China. You know, it would take forever. It'll never work that way. So if this is really true, and I'm blown away to read all these different researchers that are now telling us this is true and showing it scientifically, how in the heck can we still have this massive fear campaign going on? Well, one reason is because people are truly dying. This is real. There are human beings out there that are suffering. But what they're saying is we got to look more closely and see what is the real cause, because if we try and treat a false cause, these people are going to die because of our lack of understanding what's really going on. We got to have enough compassion, enough courage to see what's happening. Now, I don't want to go off on a tangent on AIDS. It's not an AIDS tape, but I'm bringing it forth because it's a very potent metaphor. These are real people that are dying, that are suffering. Every one of us has got to care. It's something that affects every single one of us. And because we care, we've got to ask those important questions. Those important questions like, is the terror tactic the best approach? Does the fact that somebody have HIV, does that mean they're really going to die? Because if you tell somebody that, you bet there's a good chance they're going to start believing it and their body just may comply. We've got to be so careful about what we believe or what we promote to other people to believe, because it shapes our destinies physically and our society as a whole. We've got to have so much caring, so much compassion that we don't just blow it off and say, oh, it's never going to affect me. Nor do we just go off in total fear and say, oh my God, this disease may get me and destroy our lives. We've got to think critically. We've got to ask the questions most people don't ask. One researcher is doing that is a man named Dr. Joseph Sonnabend. He's a pioneering AIDS researcher, and he's the founder of the AIDS Medical Foundation, which then became the American Foundation for AIDS Research. And you know what? He stepped out and blown the whistle on those that are using this tactic of creating total fear in the population as a whole. He says he believes a lot of it is based around fundraising instead of really caring about the patients and meeting their real needs. He talks about this whole concept, and when you begin to read it, you begin to see this dynamic of cognitive dissonance, that we've taken one approach to this disease, and we haven't found a solution, and we just keep doing the same things more and more, instead of just saying, hey, is this really all there is? Or even, are we looking at the right cause? Is this really the source of the problem? Sonnabend says, quote, so what have these hundreds of millions of dollars of research given us? Nothing. AIDS education, question mark? All I see is terror and confusion, and AZT, which is a disaster, unquote. So he's against the terror. He said there's a very real set of diseases out there. What many of them are asking is, hey, maybe AIDS isn't a single disease, but a series of diseases we've all thrown together under one single title, and maybe that's why we're not finding an answer. We're oversimplifying the situation. Many things can wipe out someone's immune system. The use of drugs, stress, things in the environment, and we're just assuming it's always one cause. And when the cause doesn't fit, when somebody has HIV and they don't get the disease, well, they will eventually. They will within 3 years, they said originally, then 5, then 7, now 10. There are many people still alive and well, thank God, who didn't necessarily accept that this was the only possible answer.